So let's finish out this part of our discussion by hearing about your 53-year-old man. If you can briefly tell me what happened there.
Sure. So this was a 53-year-old patient that I had. He had a mucosal melanoma in the mouth area, so head and neck mucosal primary, and had a lymph node involved in his left neck that was biopsy-proven melanoma. We obtained an MRI of the brain at the beginning as a routine standard staging tool. And he had two brain metastases that were present. One was in the thalamus and the other was in the frontal lobe. And so with this patient, he had a very low volume of extracranial disease, just this mucosal melanoma in the mouth and also this lymph node in the neck. But then he had two brain metastases. And my decision really was a couple of things. He did not have a BRAF mutation. So if we put the BRAF and MEK decision to the side, we have a patient with mucosal melanoma that's metastatic to lymph node and brain. What's the best initial systemic treatment option for that patient? And the decision really is between single agent PD-1 and combination checkpoint blockade. There were two reasons I chose combination checkpoint blockade for this particular patient. Number one, the brain metastases. Number two, mucosal melanoma is one of those subtypes of melanoma where the response rates to combination checkpoint blockade are also higher than single agent PD-1 checkpoint blockade. So metastatic mucosal melanoma, single agent PD-1 responses are a little lower than they are with cutaneous melanoma in general.
Any translational correlations or why that's the case? Is their profile different or immune system?
Mucosal melanoma has less mutations than cutaneous melanoma. So one theory is that because we know the story that mucosal sites of disease don't get that UV bombardment that the skin gets all the time.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why a little less responsiveness to PD-1, but still very responsive to PD-1 compared to other cancers. So I think if you have a patient with mucosal melanoma and you don't think they're right for the combination, you should feel very comfortable to be able to give them PD-1 alone. But in this patient with the brain metastases and given my comfort with the combination, I felt like I would give them the combination of two checkpoint inhibitor drugs. But it's very reasonable to go either way. But both the mucosal reason in this patient and with the brain metastases, that's why I went with combination checkpoint blockade.
So what happened?
So this patient got the combination of two checkpoint inhibitors and unfortunately had a lot of different toxicities, three toxicities. The first one was thyroiditis, which is something that's very, very common